Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Sarabjit Kaur with World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver keynote address at 8th International Solar Alliance Assembly in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand in Kuala Lumpur. Cyclone Montha likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. Jamaica bracing for strongest storm of the year, Melissa, with warning of life-threatening winds, flooding and storm surge. And India's Sujit Kalkal bags gold medal at Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver the keynote address at the ongoing 8th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi will also address the inaugural session of ISA today. The four-day global event is being attended by 124 countries and over 40 ministers across the globe. This event brought the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. During the sessions, the member countries are reviewing progress, addressing challenges, and aligning actions toward one vision, affordable solar energy for all. More details on this from our correspondent.
India has achieved 50% of its total installed electricity generation capacity from non-fossil fuel sources 5 years ago, ahead of its target of 2030. India is the third largest solar producer and the world's second largest market for renewable energy growth. More than 20 lakh households have already been benefiting from solar power on their rooftop under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Yojana. The International Solar Alliance is an international organization with 124 member and signatory countries. It works with governments to improve energy access and security worldwide and promote solar power as a sustainable transition to a carbon-neutral future. It also promotes the use of solar energy in the agriculture, health, transport and power generation sector. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meetings with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon yesterday. They had wide-ranging discussions on bilateral ties. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister welcomed the commitment of Prime Minister Luxon to advance India-New Zealand bilateral cooperation and nurture a free and open Indo-Pacific and said it was nice to meet Australia's Prime Minister Albanese. Dr. Jaishankar also met his Japanese counterpart, Motegi Toshimitsu, as also his counterparts from Malaysia, Brazil and Brunei, and discussed regional issues. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the annual summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and the 20th East Asia Summit, 2025. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashnavi Vaishno, today highlighted that India's smartphone exports reached a record $1.8 billion in the last month. Sharing an article from a national daily in a social media post, the minister underlined that electronic items have now become the third largest category among all goods exported from the country. Mr. Vaishno also noted that with electronics component manufacturing taking roots in the country, the sector is expected to generate thousands of new jobs. US President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Sene Takechi today signed two major agreements on trade and critical minerals in Tokyo. Under the first deal, a 15% tariff will apply to Japanese exports in exchange for $550 billion in Japanese investment in the United States. The second agreement established a framework to secure the supply of critical and rare earth minerals through strengthened cooperation in mining and processing. The initiative aims to boost supply chain resilience for materials vital to the production of electronics and advanced technologies. Japan is Trump's second stop on his five-day Asia tour. Earlier, he was in Malaysia, where he attended the 47th ASEAN summit and participated in the signing of the Cambodia-Thailand peace deal. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. The cyclonic storm Montha is likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm today over the Bay of Bengal. According to India Meteorological Department, Montha is likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. Red alert has been issued in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa, prompting evacuations and post-landfall preparedness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu over the phone and inquired about the cyclone. Prime Minister promised all possible support to the state. Andhra Pradesh IT Minister Nara Lokesh has been asked to coordinate with the Prime Minister's office. Our Vijayawada correspondent reports that Andhra Pradesh is experiencing heavy rainfall due to the cyclone.
Heavy rains and strong winds are already pounding Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, Anakapalli, East Godavari, Konasima, Kakinada, Krishna, Nellore and Prakasam districts. Wind speed of 90 to 110 km per hour are expected, with very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall likely across the coastal belt. Schools and colleges have been closed and most shops except for essential services remain shut. Several train and flight services have been cancelled. Fishermen have been warned to stay away from the sea. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation and ordered full preparedness. Over 35,000 people have been shifted to relief camps stocked with essentials. NDRF, SDRF and special teams are standby for rescue operations. A public announcement system across 26 districts is issuing real-time alerts to public. Andhra Pradesh remains on high alert as Montha nears landfall tonight. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Jamaica is bracing for the strongest storm of the year, the Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, with U.S. meteorologists warning of catastrophic and life-threatening winds, flooding and storm surge. The system currently packing winds up to 175 miles per hour is expected to make landfall by this evening, unleashing destruction across the Caribbean island. Melissa has already claimed four lives in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Several people have been rescued by the rising flood water. The Jamaican government has ordered evacuations for parts of Kingston and the entire island has been classed as threatened. And now news from the world of sports.
Indian wrestler Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the men's freestyle 65kg title clash at the Under-23 World Championships with a 10-0 victory over Uzbekistan's Omerjan Chalolov in Serbia yesterday. The contest lasted 4 minutes and 54 seconds as the referee declared the Indian winner. It was victory by superiority for Kalkal, who dominated the title clash against his Uzbek opponent. Prior to this, Kalkal had never won a world title but had two Under-23 Asian titles and one Under-20 Asian Championship gold. In squash, reigning national champion Annahat Singh is set to face Belgium's second seed and defending champion Tini Gillis in quarterfinals of Canadian Women's Open in Toronto this evening. The match is expected to start at 5:30 p.m. IST. Earlier on Sunday, Annahat defeated world number 20 Melissa Alves of France to enter the quarterfinal. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
The US government shutdown entered its 27th day yesterday, making it the second longest funding lapse in American history, with no sign of an imminent deal between Democrats and Republicans. The American Federation of Government Employees National President Everett Kelly said it is time for Congress to pass a clean continuing resolution which would extend the previous funding agreement with no changes. And now, before we close, the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver keynote address at 8th International Solar Alliance Assembly in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand in Kuala Lumpur. Cyclone Montha likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. Jamaica bracing for strongest storm of the year Melissa with warning of life-threatening winds, flooding and storm surge. And India's Sujit Kalkal bags gold medal at Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.